Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
Hello, chickens. I am in an impromptu theory dome, which I've constructed like a pillow fort in my bed. The reasons for this are many, and, well, there's a single reason. So I have been, I went away. I know I said I was going away. I was going on holiday. It was not much of a holiday, tragically. So this is a very long story. It might take an entire podcast, but I was given a birthday present from my beautiful and wonderful fiancé, which was a trip overseas to a gorgeous island in Vanuatu. it was amazing. We stayed at a glorious resort. It was the best birthday present you could ever want. And I didn't know that I was going there. So I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. So we got there the day before my birthday. And on the morning of my birthday, we were going down to get breakfast. Because, you know, who doesn't love a buffet? I mean, that's, I don't know if anyone's been watching The White Lotus, but all I ever think about is the thousands of pastries. Pastries and fruit. That's all I want when I'm on holiday. Like, I want 700 pieces of cantaloupe, rock melon, if you're in New South Wales. 700 pieces of rock melon, cantaloupe, and I want 64 croissants. That's my breakfast. And sometimes I'll have a birch and muesli if I feel like it. Anyway, this is my excitement. This is what I love. I did not make it to breakfast that first morning on my birthday because it's 7:30 in the morning. We were walking down and we were staying in a lagoon view villa, kind of suite thing. And Gary was furious because he goes, you can't see the lagoon. I'm like, look, in between those two other buildings and behind that tree, look, there's a tiny bit of lagoon. That's a view. I was very glass half full because I was excited because it was my birthday. And, you know, realistically, I just wanted to sit somewhere and read a book. And where else do you want to sit and read a book but by a lagoon in Vanuatu? So we were walking along the lagoon just on the kind of like sandy bit. There's all, you know, those kind of big beach chairs set up and you could take your towel down and sit there. And there were like stone steps down into the lagoon. And at the end, like you could see out where the ocean kind of waves were crashing onto the edge of the lagoon. Like, so it was, you know, it was gorgeous. It was beautiful. So we're walking along. Gary's like, oh, look, there's a crab. And I was like, oh, yay, there's crabs. It was very early in the morning, 7:30. Crabs were still out. And we saw a crab. And I was like, oh, let's go and take a photo of the crab. So I went down. There were these stone steps that went into the lagoon. So I went down a step to see the crab. Did not see that there was algae all over the steps. And they were quite slippery. So my right leg just went, woo, right out from under me. And I landed on my left leg which hurt a lot in the knee. And then I couldn't stand up anymore. So Gary, I was like yelling, going, "Ah, I've hurt my knee," like trying to right myself. And I could see like, you know, the muscle on my thigh trying to grab onto my knee. My knee was like, was headed down to my calf. Like it was weird looking. Did not look great. So Gary came over to help. He also slipped on the slippery steps on the lagoon. He's cut his arm up and his legs. So then when he finally extricated himself, like, so I fell into the lagoon, like I'm in the water, like throwing things, electronic things out of my pockets, like, nah, everything's wet. My Kindle's full of water. My phone was full of water. Like everything was wet. So, I've kind of rolled up to the top of the step and going, ow, 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 ow. And Gary's run off to find some people who put me into one of those golf buggies, one of those electric buggies, which kept getting bogged. And so all these lovely, beautiful staff members at the resort were, like, helping me and lifting me into the buggy. And then they'd all have to get out of the buggy and push it up a hill. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, I'm quite heavy. So I kind of just sat up in bed that on my birthday, and a doctor came and injected with Voltaren. He's like, "Oh, you just need like a bit of a knee brace and from the chemist, and you'll be fine in a couple of days." So Gary goes off to the chemist, gets me a knee brace, and you know, local SIM cards and all that stuff that you do when you're on holidays. And I'm like, "It's really sore and I can't bend it. I can't lift my leg." Like it was just, and it's, I said, "It's worse than what it," like, I know the doctor said it's not broken, but you know, he said you might've torn some of the ligaments. And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't think that's going to be right in a couple of days." And I, you know, I couldn't get out of bed. I had, like, Gary had to help me go to the toilet. It was embarrassing. So he contacted the travel insurance and was like, "Can we come home, because we've had a medical emergency." And they're like, "Yeah, you might want to go and get an x-ray." So the next day I went to Vanuatu Hospital, which, again, everyone was lovely, but it was like a hospital from a horror movie. It's just like most of it's outside. Like it's just all outdoors. I mean, the weather's lovely. Why wouldn't it be? They only had like two wheelchairs for the whole hospital. So if anyone's ever doing some fundraising for the Vanuatu Hospital, pitch in. They need it. At the hospital, like, they found a wheelchair for me, which was like, had a piece of wood for the seat and the footrest, which I couldn't really use because I couldn't bend my neck. The footrest was a bandage tied around the frame. It was hectic. Anyway, they gave me an x-ray, and then they said you have to go to physio. Like they did, like, you know, OBS, like the, you know, the blood pressure and pulse and all that kind of thing. And they said, "Oh, you've got to go and get, you've got to go to physio." But someone had made off with the the one wheelchair. So this guy who'd taken us to the hospital in Vanuatu, they have like buses and taxis, and they're kind of indistinguishable. Anyway, this was a bus, but it was like, it's just, you know, a van, like, you know, one of those, like a Tarago kind of thing, with just like, you know, six seats in it or whatever. So this guy came and picked me up for like in that, because I could slide across the back seat to go to the hospital. And he just hung around because he was delightful. And he was running off trying to find doctors and helping find the wheelchair and stuff. And then he's like, "Oh, I can't find the wheelchair anymore." So he's gotten his little bus and driven it to the door closest to where I was sitting. And so I got out and went into the bus. And then he drove us to where the physio was, like just ran around some streets and popped back into the hospital from a different door. Where he's like, "This is how you would have had to go in the wheelchair." And I'm like, "Cool." So the physio man taped it up like I was, you know, a football player. Like, you know, that stretchy tape that they stick on footy players. And I was like, "How long is it? Like, would I be fine in a couple of days?" He goes, "Oh, no, months, months." And I'm like, "Oh, no." So then I talked to a nurse at the the travel insurance. They have nurses on staff. And she's like, "Yeah, I think you better come home. I'm going to approve business class fares, so because you can't bend your knee. So we came home. Well, we had to go to Melbourne and then go from Melbourne to Sydney. And Qantas, in all their glory, had oversold the business class seats. So they put me in the exit row, even though I was not willing to help. I was not able. And then they're like, oh, we'll just stick you in this other business, this other economy row that is made. But anyway, when we got to the gate, there was an amazing man there who sorted me out and popped me up the front so I could stretch my leg out. And, you know, I was getting wheeled around through customs, wheeled through every, like it was, seriously, if you are in a wheelchair, they just put you to the front of the queue. It's amazing. So I got wheeled around everywhere and went straight to the hospital. And at the hospital, they gave me an x-ray and they said, nothing's broken. I'm like, yes, I know. I've been told that a couple of times now. And they go, but we think there's some soft tissue damage. We'll do an ultrasound. So we'll keep you overnight and then do that first thing in the morning. So they did the ultrasound. And then they said, oh, you need surgery. This is bad. You have completely detached your quad muscle from your patella, which is your kneecap. So yeah, that little grasping that I saw with my muscle trying to attach, yeah, was no longer attached. So I had to have surgery, that day. and they were like, when was the last time you ate? And I was like, I think I had a sandwich in business class yesterday on the plane. They're like, yeah, plenty. Awesome. You haven't eaten for a full day. Let's just throw you straight into surgery. So they ripped open my knee and then I was in hospital for like 3 days and now I'm out and I can't move my leg still and I'm not allowed to move it for another month. So here I am in the, the pillow fort theory dome, feeling very subdued. I've kind of stopped taking the painkillers because it's not really hurting that much unless I move it a bit. I can put weight on it. But yeah, so that's the sad, sorry state of my birthday party.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.